It was one of the rainiest winters on record in Seattle, and that got KUOW listener Tom Donnelly wondering,
how far from Seattle would you have to travel in order to get a full day of sunshine, and in what direction?
I'm Emily Fox, and I went to find out for KUOW's Local Wonder.
I'm Nick Bond. I'm the climatologist for the state of Washington.
How's the weather today?
Well, it's cloudy and rainy, and that's something that we should be used to.
Bond says he is not very sympathetic to sun seekers in Seattle.
I'm a little different in that I like the rain, and this would kind of reveal some of my character flaws or whatever. I'm always a little disappointed when it stops raining.
He kind of rolls his eyes at Donnelly's question, but he plays along anyways. Bond says we cannot talk about sunshine without getting a little lesson on how rain shadows work.
It all involves kind of the basic wind patterns that we have in this state.
When the air moves from the west over the mountains,
the air forced over up, there tends to be clouds and precipitation because it cools.
Then once that rain and cool air gets over the mountains and heads east, the air is then
warmed and dried, just kind of the reverse process.
Meaning warmer air and less rain. This happens on the Olympic Peninsula, and we also see a massive rain shadow to the east of the Cascades. And that's where listener Dave O'Hearn had this advice for finding sunshine.
I would go east to Ellensburg, and then south to Yakima, and then south to Goldendale until it's sunny to my satisfaction.
Ellensburg is one of the first places you hit east of the rain shadow. And Yakima has a big sign on the side of the road that reads, "Welcome to Yakima, the Palm Springs of Washington." But there are a few places in the state that get a little more sunshine, depending on how you define it. Climatologists define sunshine by how many clouds there are or aren't in the sky. NASA goes deeper to look at how thick those clouds are. Bill Crossan helps with that research. He says NASA tracks sunshine in terms of solar radiation.
And those different clouds allow different amounts of solar radiation to come through.
NASA also takes into account how long the sun is in the sky. The closer you are to the equator, the more solar radiation you get. Crossan and his colleagues found that counties in southeastern Washington get the most solar radiation. Klickitat County, where Goldendale is first in the state. Yakima County is second. But data from the state climatologist shows a different answer for the sunniest place in the state. If you look at climate data from the state and western U.S., there are three cities that are recorded as having about 210 clear days a year. It's Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Omak, a tiny town in northeast Washington. Omak isn't a big tourist destination, but Winthrop in the Metal Valley just west of it is a haven for outdoor enthusiasts. Diane Childs is one of the owners of Winter Mountain Sports in Winthrop. She sees a lot of cross-country skiers from western Washington come in the winter in awe of the sunshine.
We can, you know, sort of track weather on the west side as well, and you know that it's been a long run of rain, and they kind of come in and they're just shell-shocked from being on the well, we don't call it the west side, we call it the wet side.
So there it is, wet siders. If you want to find a full day of sunshine, drive about 2 hours east to Yakima or Ellensburg. If that's not sunny enough for you, drive south to Klickitat County or a few hours north to Omak or Winthrop. For KUOW's Local Wonder, I'm Emily Fox.